This is Home and Yours on Money FM 89.3, your property and consumer affairs program. We're kind of like your consumer affairs PI, if you will. We're on the case. We're going to figure out if things are worth it, so to speak. A bit of background. Back in 2001, Singapore liberalized its energy market. So now there are 27 private retailers producing 49 terawatt hours of electricity each year. I tried to do some research and then I sort of got cross-eyed with the acronyms and whatnot. One terawatt apparently is equivalent to 5 billion barrels of oil. That's a lot of oil. And apparently we only use that much for the entire year back in 1890, the entire planet that is. But today we're talking about 49 terawatt hours of electricity each year. That's $5.4 billion, how much our market's worth. So suffice to say, energy is more expensive because there's less of it, more of us needing it. So if there's a way to get it cheaper, why not, right? So joining us today is Electrify.sg's co-founder. They're a Singapore-based energy startup which has built Singapore's first and only retail marketplace for electricity. So it's like shopping. Maybe this one don't want, I'll go pick this one. Maybe that one not so great, let me pick another one. Something like that. Marcus Lim's here. He's the COO and I'm the KPO. I will ask the questions. Kind of like that, Martin, you think?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Both my co-founder and myself, Julius, when we started the business back in March last year, we realized that the market needed more transparency. There were a lot of retailers in the market, but very little information. Most customers didn't know that they could choose a different power retailer. They could choose between one price plan to the next price plan, different terms, and of course, different benefits.
What led you here, though? You weren't always, say, an energy researcher or a person who was in this particular field. You were in mass comm as well.
That's right. I came from quite a long experience in advertising, in the media and so on. My last role in energy company, we were at a different power company before, both of us, my partner and myself. And I was his BD director and he was my head of energy. So in that role, I ended up actually meeting a lot of clients, pitching and talking to them about energy needs and how the energy actually could benefit them. And that's when we realized that there was actually a huge gap in what clients knew, what they understood about the energy markets in Singapore and what their options were.
Do you think your experiences helped?
Oh, definitely. I think every bit of experience helps for any entrepreneur, anyone starting a business. Nothing goes to waste. Every bit of information, every bit of experience you've had in the past, mistakes, failures, whatever else, I think what's key really is to get up and get going again.
Was there a personal experience that led you to, you know, let's be more efficient about getting the kind of electricity or paying for electricity? That way, obviously, we then can be more efficient and perhaps use less and then put less strain on the world's resources and the world's supply.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting was that the both of us came from a power company that dealt in solar power in Singapore, and that was very significant. So renewable, sustainable energy, solar power, that was very much in the conversation a lot of the times. But understanding it from that perspective also gave us a very clear idea of what was needed when we designed our business, Electrify.sg. We realized that, of course, while renewables were very much in the conversation, the problem was that a lot of people assumed that, well, you know, solar power is going to save the world. But that can't exactly happen because think about it for a second, right? Solar power works when, well, sun's shining. What happens when it rains? What happens at night? Are you going to double the price of your power at night when the sun's not shining? You're not going to do that. So that's not the best way to solve all the problems. The problem really has to be dealt with a good mix of solutions in terms of better power management, in terms of better power pricing, more transparent pricing, a way to bring down the cost of delivering that power. And that's what Electrify is trying to do right now.
Tell us how it works, though. I mean, you're kind of a comparison site. It can't be as simple as your 1, 2, 3, 4 process, is it?
Oh, no, no, no. Well, to the consumer, it is that simple, right? Because it's got to be easy if you're going to buy something. It's too complicated, too painful to buy. You don't want to buy, right? But on the back end, it gets a lot more complicated. Like, so when we started the business, a lot of people said, oh, well, it's very, very easy to do, right? Just put the prices up there. It's like putting it on eBay. Anybody can do it. Well, you know, the reality is that nobody else has done it. We started business about a year ago. We're still the only guys in town. No one else has come up to do it because it's really not that simple. When we started, we developed a proprietary pricing engine. And that was really the key. It allows every one of the retailers to enter their data. And out of that data, we actually help them generate the prices that goes to market because these prices are dynamic. And for the first time in Singapore, what you have is dynamic pricing across consumption. So depending on the retailer's profile, for example, if you consume power at a certain rate, a certain level, you get one price. If you consumed more power at a certain other rate, you get a different price. And that was interesting because that had never been done before. And that was dynamic pricing. And that's what we brought to the market.
Yeah. Times of the day as well?
Times of day doesn't exactly work that way because the contract terms are for the period for which you signed. So a contract could be for a year. But again, you're very, very astute. Pricing of power does vary across the day. There are 48
periods. It kind of should.
And it does. It does. Exactly. Supply and demand, right? Like during the day when air conditioning is running, lifts are running, everything's running, demand's far higher. So price of power is higher during the day as well. The price of power drops right down to its bottom about 3, 4 a.m. In the middle of the night when no one's really consuming it. That's where the cheapest power price. So yes, price of power does fluctuate in the course of the day. That's what we call power profile. But what happens really then is that when you're paying a price, that profile is extrapolated over the entire month and again projected over the course of the year based on your consumption or the expected consumption.
Was it challenging to get the buy-in from the energy providers? Because that just means I have to stay competitive and you know what, all these jacked up prices that I used to offer people, I have to do something about now.
Yeah, it was kind of challenging, but I think they all saw the benefit of it because, I mean, put it this way, we've been liberalized since 2001. It's something that's really good for Singapore. And by the end of the year, by the end of 2018, the domestic market liberalizes as well. Everybody at home can buy power. So the more exposure retailers have to the market, the more consumers know about what they can offer, the better for them, the more business it brings to them. And I think on the reverse, the better consumers are educated and know about the business, know about how to buy power, the better it is for the entire market as well.
What did the parentals think when you were going to go into this? Your parents and your family. You're going to sell electricity? What do you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. We get that a lot. A lot of people don't know about it. They don't know that that can even be done. That, again, falls back to the lack of education, the lack of information out there. Recently, we just came back from a couple of road shows overseas, taking our business overseas, talking about expansion and so on. And it's really, really surprising. Like Japan liberalized about almost 2 years ago. Australia's been liberalized for a very, very long time. We went and we shared our business model with people over there, right? Response was fantastic. I mean, people understood what it was. They understood what could be done, understood where the savings come from and where the need was. So it's really, really very, very interesting. I think Singapore's right at the edge where that's going to happen. Give us a couple of years, we'll be there.
You're going to franchise your stuff over?
Franchise.
Not going to let go of your Fibonacci
yes.
patented
no.
formula, are you?
No. We're to look at a few different business models right now. We're looking at improving the technology we've got. So we launched the business, like I said, in March last year. We founded the business in March last year. We launched it in July. We did pretty decently. We started breaking even very, very quickly after that. And we started looking at efficiencies in the system. How do we bring down cost of transactions and so on? And we started looking at new technologies. And blockchain was something we started looking at, developing on blockchain technology itself. And that technology allowed us to start looking at moving electricity contracts onto smart contracts. And that reduces the cost of transaction, which is very, very significant because the energy business itself, well, everyone assumes that, well, it must be making lots of money, right? But the reality really is that it's a huge volume business, but very thin margins. So being able to bring down transactional costs is a very significant thing. And we're doing that with technology. So we're doing that development work on the software side for blockchain, and we're taking that idea across in other markets. So the interesting thing really is they've gotten a lot of really good traction overseas, a lot of interest out of Japanese market, for example. One of the big power players there is entering the MOU with us. We're going to talk about it in a couple of weeks. And in Australia as well, quite a few parties have come forward and say, hey, you guys can execute that marketplace model as well as a smart contract business in Australia itself and bring some of the benefits there. Because the prices in Australia are really high. And the way we've modeled it has a lot of benefits for the consumer.
And support from big boys is always a good thing.
Omise Go is a fantastic project of Ethereum. Ethereum is one of the most viable, most active blockchain networks, one of the strongest, in fact, if not the strongest. And Omise Go is one of the biggest projects in this region. And Jun Hasegawa, he's the CEO of Omise Go, has been great, fantastic, giving us a lot of support. for our project as well. And what's significant about all this is that in the coming months, there'll be announcements about how Ethereum is going to be scaled up, new scalability solutions. And what that means really is that, you know, for a long time, people have been talking about blockchain, where it's significant enough, strong enough, robust enough to carry out transactions in real world. And we're always talking about transactions per second. With these new scalability solutions, right, we're going to see that happening. And that's actually very, very significant. So Electrify is going to be working very, very closely with them. And we're delivering that kind of solution on that scale on that blockchain.
So far, Japan and Australia is where you got your eye on. Anywhere else?
That's right. Definitely in Southeast Asia as well. That's home ground. That's our backyard. And we've got to play there. There's been a lot of interest out of Southeast Asia. Surprisingly, despite the fact that the markets haven't fully liberalized, and that's not going to happen for at least maybe another 5 to 10 years. Philippines has a roadmap coming up. That's in the next 3 to 5 years. We've actually been contacted by one of the power companies over there. They want to have an early conversation. We've been approached by another country, and these guys are embargoed as well, so we can't talk too much about them, but they want to explore microgrid solutions in their country, how to do it in some of the more rural areas, in some of the suburbs even. So that's what we're looking at exploring, but definitely Southeast Asia for sure.
Quite a number of places you're heading to. Can't just be you and Julius. Team's got to get bigger, right?
Oh, heck yeah. It's going to get a lot bigger. Right now, we're only about 10 people. We're looking to expand it to about 3-4 times that size easily within the next 3 to 4 months.
But the challenge is always with more people is management, lack of mobility because of size.
Yeah, I reckon that's going to be an issue. The biggest thing in our minds right now really is the corporate culture itself, not so much the operations. Our style has always been to empower our people. We build teams. That's how we've gotten so fast, so aggressively as well. We've grown quite decently in the last year, very, very aggressively. And again, it's down to teamwork. We find the right people, we empower them to do their job and leave them alone to go do it. What's key, though, our concern, if you're going to grow so fast, is the fear that we'll lose some of the corporate culture that we're looking to develop. The culture we've got right now is really friendly, very familial. It's great. We have a lot of good energy. What's really funny is we had a vendor come by one time for a late-night meeting. They finished the discussion. They came by about 9, 10 o'clock, talked to us. This was a Friday night, right? They're talking to us like 10, 11 at night. Then this vendor looks out of our meeting room and sees everybody still in the office. And they're like, "Yo, you're really mean. You keep everybody at work." And I'm like, "No, I want to kick them up at 5. But they're all still here. And they're like, "Your people are here at close 10. To midnight, right? On a Friday night. And they're still working." I'm like, "Yeah, because they just love what they do. I don't make them stay. You know, they can take it, go off and enjoy their weekend. But they stay because they're still learning about the business. They're still talking about it. And that's really great. The energy is fantastic. They stay behind. They talk about the software. They talk about the energy markets. They talk about how energy works with the software, where development is going to be, what the potential for the business. And that's fantastic energy on a Friday night.
There's real interest and they're invested in it as well.
That's right, right. And that's insane. That kind of energy, that kind of love for the business, you can't buy that. And we've got that thing going at the office, which is really, really good. So we're hoping to be able to improve that and to get it, transferred to new people as they come on board.
So now the really serious question. How can you help me lower my electricity bill?
Oh, that's easy. That's really, really easy. So, if it's for your home,
yes,
you got to wait till the end of the year, the latter
what?
Half of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, these are market rules, right? So you wait till late in the second half of this year. So what happens is that all you got to do is come to electrify.sg and you enter your consumption, tell us how much power you use, what your address is, and kaboom, you get to choose which power provider you want. You can choose from guys who have some solar in the mix. You can choose from guys who may have carbon credits. You can choose even the cheapest price or any other terms that you think you like. Kind of like going to some other e-commerce website and going shopping. It's going to be as easy as that.
Red boots, blue boots, black boots, that
green
kind
boots,
of thing.
Yeah, bright boots.
Electrify.sg, it's COO Martin Lim joining us today. They are the first electricity energy marketplace, kind of, if you would put it that way. It's like shopping online for your electricity. How
That's
cool
right.
is that, Martin?
That's
Thank
right.
you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Howie.